The idea is very straightforward. How can we get more and more children into quality preschool? And we will look at other cities, Denver, San Antonio, who have stepped up to identify funds to support those families who couldn't otherwise send their child to quality preschool to have the resources to do so, because we know that if they go to a quality preschool, that child will show up to kindergarten prepared. The odds of them being successful academically go up exponentially. The schools get better. We believe it will help to retain and attract families, which is something we need to do in the city of Cincinnati. And this is all about our long-term competitiveness to have the most robust talent pipeline in the country.
Obviously, you would want to get all kids whose parents maybe don't have the money to get funding to go to quality preschool. Until you get all the money, once you start, how do you select who gets
Well, those
the
are the decisions that, as a sort of a design team, all of these folks will come together to figure out what's the eligibility level, where do we stop in terms of income, and some of that will depend on what we think this community is willing and able to afford. We don't believe that new dollars will be needed, that in fact we can leverage existing resources from all of these sources to say we're gonna lead the nation and sending more and more children to quality preschool.
Which goes to the funding question. When people sign up to make this pledge, are they pledging money as well as their own effort?
The pledge is pretty straightforward. It is saying, as a city leader, as a school leader, as a philanthropic or business leader, as a faith leader, I am going to work together with those around me to design the right program to send more and more kids to quality preschool, and then to figure out a way to responsibly finance that. So at this point, the commitment is to say we're going to work together to get the right program up and running and to do so responsibly.
And the funding, I take it, will come from a variety of sources.
I think that's the hope. The hope is that because we're all in this together, it has a huge set of implications for all of us, that at the end of the day, the funding sources will be diverse. Absolutely. We want to be as creative as possible. The idea here is that there's no one single party or entity responsible. We all are in this together. And if we can work together to design the right program, we are going to fundamentally change lives for generations.
When do you hope to get started?
Well, in many ways, we already have. We've developed a set of financial models, and now these folks are going to come together to determine what the scope will be and how it will be financed. But that should happen over the course of the next few months.
Supporters of the Cincinnati Preschool Promise Program hope that eventually every family that needs financial assistance for their child's enrollment in a quality preschool program will be able to get it. I'm Steve Hirschberg.